Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for this week's episode. I'm kind of excited about this one because it's something that just happened to me, which is what made me think of this topic. So I really hope you can relate to this. But I wanted to talk about considering if you need to declutter your recipes. So when we talk about decluttering, we don't usually think about our recipes. At least I don't usually think about my recipes. I usually think about things around the house, clothes, you know, just random things that we wind up accumulating. But just like everything else, if you have too much of something, it becomes overwhelming. And I was recently working on putting together my weekly meal plan, and I noticed how many recipes I was passing by just to find one that I might possibly add to this week's meal plan. And many of the recipes that I was scrolling by, because I use like a recipe app, many of the recipes I was scrolling by were recipes that I would more likely than not ever make. They weren't just recipes that weren't right for the season or not the type of meal I wanted to make this week. They were recipes for things that I may have thought at the time I would make one day. However, I have never made them and probably never will. And some of them were recipes that maybe I made once and thought they were just okay. And I figured, oh, I might make that again. But more likely than not, I'm never going to make those recipes again. When you make something and you think it's like just okay, you're not really going to kind of go towards making that recipe again. So I keep my recipes digitally, and I do have some cookbooks, but I don't really hardly ever use them. I will need to go through them at some point. But regardless, if you have cookbooks or you have binders or however you keep your recipes, if you do keep them digitally like I do, it's still important to go through and declutter them and get rid of the recipes that you don't like or you don't even remember how you got or where you got them from. Because if you're never going to make it, it just takes up space that, not that you need to fill with other recipes, but it just takes up, you just wind up with too many recipes. And when you're trying to sit down and figure out what you want to make for the week, or even what you want to make for a holiday, or what you want to make for whatever, when you have so many choices, it just makes it more difficult to find something that you actually want to make. And you might wind up missing one that you would really like to make because you just never get to it because there's too many other ones that you need to scroll past. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard about this, but they always say when you have less things to choose from, decisions become easier. So if you have 10 recipes to choose from, it's going to be a lot easier to figure out what to make than if you're sorting through 50 to 100 recipes. Now, of course, I'm not saying you're only going to choose from 10 recipes, but you want to try and limit down your recipes and kind of get them to a more manageable number so that you can make the decision of what to make much less overwhelming. If you're scrolling through, like in my app, I have hundreds of recipes. Now, I do have them categorized, but I was just kind of looking through in general, just kind of scrolling through to see what was in there. And there are so many recipes that I was like, by the time I get to the end, it's going to be like a half hour from now at least. So, you know, I'll never see all the recipes that are even in here because I'm going to take too much time just trying to sort through what I have to even find, you know, what's in there that I might want to make. I might never get to them because there's just too many recipes in here and too large of a number to make an easy choice. So, you know, when you can get pickier about the recipes you keep and try only keeping the ones that you really enjoy, you will not only have an easier time of picking out a recipe because you're only going to be keeping what you really like and what you know you make, but you also don't have to worry that much about your decision because you're going to know that you've kind of got your recipes down to the ones that your family really enjoys or that you know that you like to make. And you can pretty much pick any of them and it's going to be a decent meal. And when you are going through and getting rid of recipes to try and scale back and just get like a really good recipe collection of things that you really enjoy, just don't forget you can always get a recipe again. Unless the recipe is something that was passed down from family or it's like a very specific recipe that you love to make, you can easily get recipes. So don't stress over deleting or throwing out recipes. Like for example, if you have an eggplant parm recipe that you have not made since you got it over a year ago, you're probably not going to make that eggplant parm recipe. And if you decide to make it one day in the future, you're not going to have a problem finding a recipe for eggplant parm within about a minute or two. So there's so much access to recipes now that unless a recipe is very special to you for a certain reason, there's really no need to worry about just getting rid of something that you haven't made that you've held on to for quite a while, because it's just kind of taking up space that's causing you to have to bypass that every time you're trying to figure out what recipe you want to make for dinner that week. Another thing you want to think about as you're decluttering your recipes is how you want to categorize them, because after you've decluttered them, you want to make sure that you have your recipes in a way that you can kind of narrow them down in a way that works best for you, so that when you are looking for a certain recipe, again, you're not sorting through every type of recipe you have. You don't need to be looking at a recipe for Christmas cookies when it's in the middle of the summer and you're going to be grilling. So, you know, try and think of like what's the best way that you can categorize them so that it makes those choices even more limited. If you're using a digital storage method, one of the great things is that you can put things into multiple categories. You know, you don't want to put things in too many categories, but like for example, a recipe might fall under chicken recipes and it might also fall under Instant Pot recipes. So I like to do some kind of specific categories too when I store my recipes. Like for example, I have like a Taco Tuesday recipe category because I recently started, this is crazy, my dogs every time I record, and now I'm hidden in my bedroom and they're going nuts right now. I'm going to have to pause this and restart. So I don't know if you were able to hear all that commotion or not, but no matter where I go in this house, I cannot find a place that's consistently quiet. So I apologize. I feel like things have been going pretty smoothly lately. I don't think I've had too much dogs barking in recent episodes, but the mailman put a package on my front porch, which made the dogs go completely nuts. And whether or not you were able to hear it, it was so distracting to me. There's no way I could keep talking. So I think where I left off, I don't recall if I said about my Taco Tuesday category, but as I was talking about categorizing your recipes, I made a category in my recipe app for Taco Tuesday. And the reason I did that is because I recently started trying out a much larger variety of Mexican themed meals for Tuesday nights. I used to just do tacos, chipotle bowls, and I think fajitas, and I started finding a lot of different recipes that kind of went with that theme, so I was trying to mix things up a little bit more. So what I wound up doing is creating a folder in my meal plan app for Taco Tuesday recipes, which now when I'm planning my meal for Tuesday, I go into that folder and there's maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 or so recipes, whatever, in that folder that I can choose from, rather than trying to find those recipes in with all my other recipes, where some maybe might be under chicken with like 30 other chicken recipes, or some might be under beef or some other type of category where I might not even come across them. So by kind of putting them together in that smaller category and only keeping the ones that I'm really liking to make and keeping that very decluttered, it's just these are the Taco Tuesday recipes and I'm only keeping the ones that I like in there. It just makes it very easy for that Tuesday night. I just look in there and I pick one of them and put it on my meal plan. So categorizing and keeping those recipes within those categories decluttered can really make it a lot easier to make choices on what you want to make. You also want to try to keep your recipes in one location. So as you're going through, before you start to kind of go through and declutter and get rid of some recipes, you want to try and figure out like what place are you going to keep them in. There's so many different ways to organize your recipes. You can create a physical binder, which can be a nice, easy way to access your recipes. You could put printouts of recipes in there. You could tear out pages from cookbooks and put them in a little slip from a magazine, whatever, however you like to get your recipes. You can do it that way if you're more of like a physical type person. Of course, you can always use one of the very, very many recipe apps that there are. I use an app called Mealboard. It just happens to be the one that I downloaded like many years ago when I was looking for a meal planning app, and it's really worked well for me, so I've continued to use it. What I like about it is that it stores all my recipes. I can lay out the recipes in a meal plan so that I know what I'm making each night, and then I can also use the app to create a shopping list for the meals. So it just really works well for me. And I can also make meal plans in advance. So if I know I'm going to make something 4 weeks from now, I can go ahead and put that recipe on the meal plan. But it also helps me with when I do get a new recipe, it helps me eliminate some of that recipe clutter. Because when I get a new recipe, I make sure to put it on a meal plan day. Like I put it on a day, even if it's in the future, even if it's like, well, this is like a fall recipe and it's the middle of summer, or I'm just not gonna have time to make this recipe for the next couple weeks, I can go ahead in the future in the app and put that recipe in for a meal for a certain day. And if I wind up moving it later on, that's fine, but I won't forget about it. Because one of the ways that our recipes wind up building up clutter is that we'll download a new recipe that we really want to try, and then we don't make it just because we forgot to plan to make it, and then it just sits there and we completely forget about it. So by putting the recipe on my meal plan in the future, I know I'm not going to forget to make it, and at least I'll get to try it rather than just download it and then have it sit there and just clog up my recipes, and it's something I've never even wind up making. Another way you can organize your recipes is creating a Pinterest board. So my daughter recently started creating a board for me on Pinterest where she saves recipes that she would like me to try making for our family meals. And to avoid having recipes all over the place, what I do is I look at the Pinterest board to see what she put on there, and then I'll download the recipe into my recipe app. So that way I'm just keeping the recipes in one place. So even though there's a Pinterest board out there with recipes, if it's something I'm going to make, I don't follow the recipe from Pinterest. I download it and put it into my meal planning app. That way I have everything together. Because by having everything together, it makes it easier to look to pick something when you're going to meal plan, or when you're going to choose, you know, what you want to cook for that night or that week or whatever. But it also helps you with future decluttering, because when everything is together, it's just easier to go through it and figure out what you want to get rid of, rather than having to go over on Pinterest and get rid of stuff and go through the cookbooks or go through the binder or the app. Having everything in one central location that works best for you just makes it a lot easier to keep it more streamlined, I guess, in the future. You know, it just kind of helps you keep it all together and better organized. I have to mention cookbooks because I'm talking about decluttering recipes, but honestly, like I said earlier, I really don't have that much advice because I don't use cookbooks a lot. I find that most cookbooks, for me, there's so many recipes that I know I won't make, so I really don't even buy cookbooks anymore. The only kind of cookbooks that I do sometimes get might be like a holiday dessert cookbook or something like that, that I can just kind of put out during the holidays. That's something fun to just kind of sit and flip through and maybe make a recipe from it, maybe not, maybe just look and say, oh, we should make that, and then we never actually do. But it's something that can kind of just be like put out on an end table or something, and it's just something kind of cute for the holidays. But other than that, I really don't buy cookbooks because I do have a couple, but I probably, like I said, I really do need to go through them, and probably I can get rid of most of them, because what has happened is if I did have a cookbook that I really liked the recipe from, I wound up just typing in that recipe into my meal plan app, And I just keep it there because I do try and keep everything together in that app. So it just makes it easier for me. All my recipes are in one location and it's easier to go through and keep those. Well, I haven't been keeping them decluttered, so I can't say keep them decluttered. I just started decluttering them, but it's simpler because it's all in one place. So I can just go, and as I'm looking through, I can start getting rid of recipes, and it's only in one location. So just kind of keeping them together is important. But if you do, like I said, if you do use cookbooks, or if you do have recipes in cookbooks, you could consider tearing out the page and putting it in a binder if you're going to use a binder. And, you know, if you have a big cookbook and there's like three recipes that you use in it, you don't need to keep the whole cookbook. You just want the recipe. So you could maybe take a photo of the recipe. If you use like Trello or something, you could put it in there. If you just use a recipe app, most of them allow you to manually key in recipes. So you could just type it in. Or like I said, you could tear out the page and maybe put it in a recipe binder. But try and keep it consistent with the way that you are going to keep all of your recipes. And then once you've kind of gone through and decluttered your recipes and come up with or tweaked or modified your current method of storage to keep it more manageable, you want to try to keep your recipes uncluttered. So just like with all things we declutter, we end up getting more things in the future. And even when we thin out our recipe collection and get it to where it's manageable and we can find what we need, of course, we're going to end up gathering new recipes in the future. So it's important that as you gather new recipes, you only keep the ones that you really like and that you know you're going to make again in the future. So one tip is to make a recipe as soon as you add it to your collection. So if you're like me, you might gather recipes that sound like something you would like to make, but then you never make it. So that's like what I said. That's why now what I've started doing is as soon as I get a new recipe, I put it on my meal plan. I come up with a date that I'm going to make it, because otherwise I'll gather a recipe. I'll think, oh, that sounds great. I'll add it to my meal collection, to my meal, you know, to my recipes, to my meal plan app. And then it'll just sit there and I'll forget totally about it. So try and make it as soon as you can, or at least plan for a day, even if it's in the future, that you're going to try the recipe, because otherwise those recipes just end up becoming clutter, and you might wind up forgetting that you had a recipe for something, and then you'll go get another one because you don't even remember that you had one in the first place. Also, if you're saving a recipe because it's something that you really wanted to try, you want to try it as soon as you can. So don't let them just sit there. Try and actually make the recipes that you download that look like it something you would like or your family would enjoy. But then one thing that's really important is once you do try the recipe, get rid of it if you don't end up loving it. Because if you make a recipe and it's just okay, do you really think you're going to go for it again? You're probably not. And if you don't get rid of it, it's just going to become clutter and it's going to make it more difficult for you to find the recipes that you do really like. I mean, to me, I feel like the first time you make a recipe, it's probably like you're going to like it the most the first time because it's new. And if you are just like, oh, this is okay, I might make this again, you know, I don't know, you're probably not going to make it. You're going to look for something that you like better. So if you are not thrilled with a recipe after you make it, just get rid of it. Then get a new one. Try another way to make whatever it was you were trying to make, or get something completely different. But don't let those recipes clog up the space that you have available for recipes, whether that's digitally or physical, because it just makes it harder for you to find the things that you really do love to make. So that's all I have to say about decluttering your recipes. I hope this was useful to you. I just realized how much decluttering I need to do in this area, and I'm actually kind of excited about it. I was just swiping away, deleting things that I didn't even remember that I had in there, and there were some recipes in there that I know I'll never make. I think some of them might even have come with the app, and I just didn't even remember. I was thinking, like, as I was doing that, I found multiple recipes, and one of them is my favorite, and the other ones were probably just ones that I had gathered along the way while I was trying to figure out the best way to make a certain recipe. So now that I know the one I love, I just was easily able to just delete the other ones that didn't wind up being my favorite. So just kind of consider that too. But that's it. That's all I have to say about decluttering your recipes. I hope that maybe this was helpful to you in some way, or will kind of get you thinking, even if you don't need to declutter, just maybe get you thinking if there's a better way you could categorize to make things easier to find when you are looking for a recipe. So thank you so much for listening today, and I will see you here again next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.